Yeah, I still have the ladies from Valley Symphony Association. Apparently, they don't leave. No, I'm kidding. No, they're here because we want them here. And first off, thank you very much for staying around. I did want to mention, we totally forgot to talk about something that was going on this weekend. First off, let's talk about... Well, you just tell me.
Well, I wanted Katie to mention a special thing we're doing at the very end of the concert.
Oh, yes, that's right. The singing part.
So the tradition at the end of the concert is to play and sing Handel's Messiah, the Hallelujah chorus. And so this year, I'd love to start this tradition every year, but to invite all former members of the Valley Symphony Chorus and anyone who honestly has the score to the Hallelujah Chorus to come up on stage and join us and sing the chorus with the orchestra. And
you mean the Hallelujah?
No, it is not Leonard Cohen. Yeah. It is.
Oh, well, then don't ask me to sing along.
Hallelujah, like, you know. Like,
oh, that Hallelujah.
And you get an automatic standing ovation.
How does that go again?
Hallelujah. It's chaos and it's super fun and everybody stands for you no matter how you sound. So.
That's right. It's all
well, it's good.
They have practice. I just want you to know.
We have practice.
Yeah, it's right. Not going to be that bad. No. No, actually, I thought that was pretty good. I made them sing and you guys...
We jumped right in.
You ladies did a great job. Also, let's talk about the stocking stuffers real quick because this is great to have.
Yeah, this is an option for you people out there looking for presents or stocking stuffers or employee incentives or whatever. We have the second half of our season start. We have a February, March, and April concert. February is called Seasons of Love in Song and Overture, and Katie actually will be playing that too. And then our March concert, which is strictly our all chorus concert. Because this is the Valley Symphony's 50th anniversary, the orchestra started in 1970. The chorus came on as under our umbrella in 2002. So for the chorus's March concert, they're doing a tip of the hat to our 50th. So they're doing a flashback to the 70s party. I have party on the brain. It will be a party, but it's all 70s tunes. And so that's the March concert. And then in April, our finale concert for the season is called Let's Dance. And it will be featuring different dance styles all through different centuries, and many of them will have people dancing along with the presentation. So that'll be fun too. But Katie can specifically speak to the 70s flashback chorus concert in March.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. We're doing some different things, and I'm fortunate enough to have permission from a couple artists to arrange their pieces for us. So like a Nick Drake song and Right Down the Line. So it should be pretty interesting, but we're going to feature some women-only songs and a couple men-only pieces and have some extra musicians there to make it more interesting. I'm really excited. There'll be some challenging arrangements and kind of surprising settings of that music, so I really want it to be unique and capture the imagination of the audience.
And that's when Aaron's going to come in and sing a Mr. T version of Silent Night. Right?
Oh my gosh, no. I have a low voice, but no, I'm not gonna do it.
It was funny. I asked her to sing. And
this is bad.
Aaron, what was that?
So I remember Kiss in the 70s. Aaron can come in and do a Kiss song because it's all about
that's right. Music.
There you go.
I'll come dressed as Kiss.
I want to rock and roll all night.
Yeah, so valleysymphony.org for tickets. And these three do have pre-sale at $20 or $25 at the door.
Yeah.
Kids, you know, students are always $5 no matter what. So, but valleysymphony.org, you can get those tickets now. And the other thing I can mention is that our February concert will also, we'll be doing a goodbye to our longtime concert master, Deborah Tenapel. Oh. That'll be her last concert with us as our concert master. And so we'll be saying goodbye to her, but we'll also be saying hello to Katie, because Katie will be performing at that concert too as a musician.
Yeah. So you got a lot of future shows, but let's not forget Christmas by Candlelight.
That's right.
Coming up this weekend. Grab your tickets, valleysymphony.org. There you go.